7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and some people might call that Toba clock, because that means that you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm outside. Okay, remember that rain that was supposed to show up yesterday? Sometime around dawn? Well, it was 24 hours behind schedule. And so it rained at dawn. And it stopped raining. And then it started raining again right when I was just about ready to go outside. But now it sort of has stopped. No, it's actually still sort of raining, but this isn't rain. This is just weak mist. So I'm standing behind the building at Herrenhaven. I'm looking at some scaly coprinus that's growing up out of the ground here. And it makes me think of Coprinus coprinus, the shaggy mane. We haven't seen any shaggy manes in a couple of years, and they were popping up all over the place in my, well, I was going to say in my neighborhood. Is this really my neighborhood? I don't know, kind of. Everywhere I went, and, you know, in my neighborhood, my literal neighborhood, yeah, Coprinus coprinus everywhere. What did I just hear? Is there a dude back in the forest there? Right, so because it's a little bit cooler and I can tolerate to be outside, it's actually really humid, but it's cool enough. So I thought, yeah, it's fungus day. We're going to look for some fungus, even though I thought today's show was going to be all about this new game that I came up with last night. Wow, look at all these trees. This tree that's behind the building. This usually produces a couple dryad saddles right here in the crotch of the tree, but further up on this one dead branch, there is a huge flush of Auricularia auriculum. Cool. All right, so let's walk on by the dragonfly pond here. Dedicated to the memory of Jerry Mick. And right here, as we begin to enter the forest, we've got, here's an LBM growing next to some Tremestes. Tremestes versicolor. LBM. LBM stands for little brown mushroom. There are a lot of little brown mushrooms in this world that all look the same and they're hard to identify. And so we just refer to them as LBMs. There's a lot of mushrooms that look the same. And they can only be differentiated, you know, with a microscope. You gotta look at spores, you gotta look at all kinds of stuff. Now, what's going on that log back there? That new log, that cottonwood tree chunk, it's got some stuff growing on the end. Oh, it's gonna bust out any day now. All right, so let's work our way into the forest here. We'll walk by a lot of logs, and we'll look at stuff. Other potential topics for discussion today, or maybe tomorrow, include the classic flat robotic airburst. Now, how did you get to be thinking about that, Tub? Well, it just so happens that last night I was watching something, and I saw one in use. And I said, hey, that was a flat robotic airburst. I love them. Okay, so where's all the damn mushrooms? okay, whatever. I would have thought we would have run into some more mushrooms by now, but we'll just keep inching along the path here. See what we can find. Oh, okay, yeah, like over here. Here we go. We got something kind of interesting. We've got a log that's got a lot of orange mat on it. But it looks like it did produce one mushroom, but the cap is now gone. This is orange mat coprinus, and orange mat coprinus is very easy to identify because what you will find is a log that has like orange fuzz on it, orange fur, orange carpeting. It'll look like orange mat, and it eventually will produce mushrooms. And that's orange mat coprinus. Alright, did the rain just start up again, or am I just getting drips being blown off of trees? Because it kind of feels like it's raining. And I only say that because water's falling on me out of the sky. And that's my only metric for deciding if it's raining or not. Ooh, wait, what's on the end of this log? Oh, there's something growing in this log. I can't tell what it is. It just looks like white frost. This might be white jellies, or it could be... It could be coral. We're not in the coral zone yet. The coral tends to grow over there. Some more tremestes. LBM, tremestes. And we are now at the crossroads. What to do? Hey, there's a bird. Hi, birdie. What kind of bird are you? There's a bird standing on that pile of clinker. And he's talking to me. He's saying something. He says, I'm a bird. I'm like, yeah, dude, I know. It's so obvious. So we're going to leave that guy hanging out on his giant pile of clinker, which will eventually be spread all over these paths. Which I'm not a huge fan of. I like bark mulch because bark mulch produces boatloads and boatloads of mushrooms. So I think what we're going to do now is go out onto the boardwalk to see if there's any action in the water. As I walk by the sub pond, I see nothing. Just a lot of duckweed. And what's out here? Anything? Okay, I got a couple frogs with their eyes poking up out of the duckweed looking at me. Hi. And hi. Hello. Hi. Hello. Hey, frog buddies. Cool. Alright. We do have some ducks out there on logs. We've got teals swimming around. And also something else. And we got about... Oh, well, there might be 24 ducks out there just hanging out. Alright, let's go out onto the main water. I want to see what's going on out in the pond today. Oh, they still haven't trimmed this back. The path, the corridor is now, I don't know, 60 centimeters wide. How's anybody supposed to get through there? All right, I'm on the boardwalk. I'm in the reed zone. The rain has stopped raining. Let's get in here. Okay, what do I see? Nothing. Not a damn thing. We got ripples in the water. There's frogs and fish swimming underneath me. We've got very high cattails that aren't actually producing cattails yet, just, you know, the reeds, the rushes. We got a hollow zone back there. Who's been messing around back there? Probably muskrats. Where's my muskrats? Let's find muskrats today. Haven't seen muskrats in a while. And I love them so much. They're my friends. All right, so as I move out onto the boardwalk, I can look down into the water. I see evidence of scrats have been eating. There's frogs in the Sargasso. Hi, hi. Tobe waves to all of his frog friends. I'm working my way out to the end of the boardwalk in an effort to see something. Anything. Okay, yeah, we got frogs diving, frogs freaking out. Hi, buddy. Oh, there's a... has a little turtle, a little western painted turtle. He was surfaced a little bit and looking, and I got close and he dove. Like the submariner that he is. Alright, what the hell's out here? Anything? Well, this is a bust. I see no large aquatic birds. I see no scratties. I don't even see any geese or ducks. This is a complete and utter bust. Alright, let's look down into the water over the edge of the boardwalk. Oh yes, little fishies, little bluegills. Little fishies right below me. I could almost bend over and grab them. But I wouldn't do that. I'm not a bear. I don't need to eat any fish. Now, there's some fishy action out here. But fishies aren't mushrooms. What are we doing out here? There's no mushrooms growing out here. This is not where the mushrooms are. I wanted to see some muskrats. And who's this right here? Is this Mr. Turtlehead? Yes, we have another little turtle. Hello, buddy. Hi. Oh, he just ducked down because I waved at him. Western painted turtles, a little skittish. Unlike some of the giant alligator snappers we got in here. Oh, there's a... I just saw a wake. There's something swimming towards me. And he dove. Okay, I see bubbles. Okay, we're not going back to the forest quite yet because I think there is a muskrat swimming over to me to say hi. Yes, I can see bubbles. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's so little. He's so tiny. He just popped up out of... He popped up about 10 meters out from me. There he is. He's 5 meters out in the Sargasso. Oh, he's so little and tiny. He's so cute. It's the cutest scratty ever. Oh my God, we finally got to see scratties. And who's that out there? Behind the weir. There might be more scrats over there, but I gotta turn back and look for this little guy. Where did little guy go? I don't know. He swam through the Sargasso. Okay, I think he's over there. He's very little. It's like he was like a half-size scratty. I like half-size scratty. That was awesome. Where did he go? He's swimming over towards the reed line. He was over at the end of the spit that covers the sand or the standpipe. Is there other muskrats back behind there? I can't tell. Some kind of action back there, though. Now, where's my little guy? Where did little homie go? Little scrat homie. Scrat delicious. Alright, he was swimming this way. Well, the wind is starting to come up. Yeah, there's some ripples in the water. Was that him over there somewhere? Oh, finally saw a scratty. I have a feeling that little scratty, he came over here to get into some of this delicious cattail zone. And what he'll do is wherever he went, he will dive down and he'll scrape mud away from the roots of a cattail, and then he'll grab the cattail and pull it up and eat the delicious bulbs or roots. I'm trying to look back in there. I don't see anything. And then they leave the green tops floating in the water. And that's how you can tell if muskrats have been eating in your neighborhood. Cool. Little baby scratty. I'm heading back into the forest, though. Hey, we got some weird blue-looking berries over here. We are sort of in the berry zone. The berry zone, well, I guess this is technically the berry zone. The berry zone is over there another 30 meters, but it's sort of between here and there. I call it the berry zone because that's where there's a lot of berry-bearing trees and bushes. Berry-bearing trees and berry-bearing shrubbery. Shrubbery. There's gooseberries over there, and raspberries, and elderberries. Here's some elderberries right here. And a lot of other... Well, I don't know about a lot, but there's at least one other or two others. Yeah, there's some strawberries over there, some wild strawberries. Well, hell, let's just go over there. Let's see. Let's see what berries we have in the berry zone. And speaking of elderberries... All right, what do we got? We don't have Jack back here this year. Well, we will have some. Yeah, what do we got? Wild strawberries, mulberries. I don't see any gooseberries. The gooseberries are early this year. Okay, turning around. I'm supposed to be on some kind of mushroom quest. So let's go further into the forest. Find us some fungus. This will require crossing the land bridge, which I'm starting right now. I'm looking over into the billabong. I don't see anything. It's just a green plain of duckweed. Can't see anything. Maybe there'll be something in the back. The billabong's kind of a dog leg, and it bends away from our field of view, so we have to walk around, go back to the wall blind, and check from there. So as we walk into that direction, I'm looking at all these sort of logs and sticks on the edge of the path. You know, there's little LBMs and there's some stuff. Oh, there's some stuff in this log. Looks like that's going to be tremestes or oysters. There's a new path here. We got to get this path shut down before it becomes a thing. All right, and I can see into the back of the billabong now without actually being in the blind. We got some duckies. Let's go see what kind of duckies they is. What kind of duckies do we have today? Probably teals, but let's get out there and see. All right, can't really see from here. We gotta go up the little stairs here, look over the wall. Yeah, we got teals. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, is that another pair? 9? Yeah, I got 9, 10, maybe a dozen quacky McQuackers. That's great, but I gotta get into the mushroom zone. Let's get into the zone. Hey, what's that over there? Some auricularia on a log. Alright, speaking of auricularia, we should just be able to get around this corner over here. And there should be a log right here that is breaking it. Yes, and here we go. Ooh. Yes, very lovely. We got some fresh growth. We've got some expanded growth. Wow. It's floppy, floppy mushroom time. It's auricularia, auriculum on these three logs. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, when were we here last? A week ago? But before that, another week? Yeah, this stuff that we saw 2 weeks ago, still here. Still constituted, plus there's new growth. That's so lovely. Are there any photographs? No, not really. It's just auricularia. You can find it anywhere. Something's interesting going on under here, though. That could turn out to be something cool. Oh, God. Now I gotta stand back up. There we go. No problem. No problem. Yeah, we got auricularia. Lots of it. Very, very, very large lobes. And then teeny, teeny, tiny lobes. It's a good example of the lifespan of the stuff and what it looks like. And what rain is. Hi, rain. Glad to meet you. Let's get back under the canopy here. All right, now we're at the zone of logs that are covered in what appears to be Tremestes versicolor, but it's so young, can't tell. Tremestes versicolor, known as turkey tail, because it kind of looks like a turkey tail, grows on logs. It's a polypore. And wait, is it? And it's very slow growing. Well, not very slow growing. It's one of the slower mushrooms. Mushrooms grow really fast, normally. You know that. Everybody knows that. These grow kind of slow and will keep growing over seasons. Damn, that looks really cool. And we got some mycelial stuff action happening over here. All right. Here's some more Tremestes. But what I'm looking for are corals. Now, traditionally, all the corals always like to pop up over here. So, we're probably also going to need a stick. Because the corals like to grow on the back sides of these logs, or out of the ends of these logs that line the path. And all of the plants that are on the other side of the log grow over the log and then therefore hide the mushrooms that are growing off the back of the off of the log. So you have to sort of push the plants away. And you can do that with your foot. But that looks rude. Looks like you're kicking plants. I hate you, plants. No, I love you, my buddies. So don't be rude to plants. This is why we have to end vegetarianism and vegans. Plants have rights too. You can't go around claiming, oh, I don't eat anything with a face. Well, that's great. And why are you eating that plant? That's a living, breathing organism. And your definition of what's morally correct is whether or not something has a face? Yeah, I guess you're okay with killing germs then too, huh? Yeah. Oh, we gotta kill all the germs. Yeah. Germs don't have a face. Yeah, well, neither do snails. Do you eat snails? I do. They're delicious. Oh my God. I kind of want to go to M's right now because, oh no, I want to go to the Goose. There used to be this restaurant. And they had good escargot. And I only discovered that because I went there with this chick. She said, do you like escargot? And I said, I don't know. I've never actually had it before. And she orders the escargot. All right, that's cool. And it was delicious. But now that restaurant is closed. But one of the partners of that restaurant is now running another restaurant. And it's actually kind of in my neighborhood. It's between my parents' house and my house. I've been there a couple times. It's kind of all right. I haven't had the escargot. I don't even know if they have escargot there. All right, so I'm standing on the bridge. Honk, honk, honk. That's the alarm frog telling people to wake up. Standing on the bridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond, I see no turtles, but I heard a loud frog, and there's four ducks. Two are swimming, two are standing on a log. Don't know where that frog was, but he was loud, gronky. He said, grunk, grunk, grunk. So now I have to walk down here to the edge of this pond to see if I can see that frog. Yeah, it's going to be giant frog season soon. I love giant frog season. There he is. Honk, hi. Hi, how are you? He said slurp. I think it's that guy. I can see, there he is. He's hopping. Hi, Hoppy. He's going to climb up on this stick, take a break. Say something. Say something honky. Yeah, so giant frog season is almost upon us. Which also means it's going to be time for chubby marmot season. You know how much I love chubby marmots. I'm so excited. Alright, got some LBMs out of this stick here. We got some people down in the big blind. What are they looking at? Don't know. I'm going to turn around. Chubby marmot season. Okay, if this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, or if this is your first time approaching chubby marmot season, what you need to know is that marmots are born in the early spring and are usually out of the den by middle of April. And then everybody starts eating. All the marmots start eating, and they spend the entire summer eating, looking for food, finding food, and then eating the food. Because technically speaking, marmots hibernate, but they don't hibernate like bears. They don't go to sleep for 6 months or whatever. It's complicated. We're not going into it. Beyond the scope of today's lecture. But, yeah, like I said, all the marmots start eating, and they start getting chubby. So, at this time of year, they've been eating all year. Okay, they start to get flabby, and that's the funniest thing about it, is they do get flabby, and when they move, their flab sort of it moves independently of the rest of their body. So when they run around, you can literally see the waves of flab. You know, jiggling back and forth. If you've never seen a... It's very difficult to describe. So we've got that to look forward to today. And we got some more trepid explorers here at Heron Haven today wandering through. Heading out. Oh, God. And wearing so much goddamn perfume. They're never going to find any animals. Anyway. Jesus. Hold on. Ugh. All right. So anyway, I'm back to the land bridge. I'm kind of thinking about what I got to do today. Oh, I've got some loud birds. I've got a couple little projects I need to deal with. I got a really loud bird in a tree right here. What the hell kind of bird is that? What the hell, damn guy? That's a blue jay, of course, chirping at somebody else. What do you... Shut up. Blue jays. They're so stupid. But you know that because you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line for me.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I like beeps. All right, feeling pretty good. I'm out of here.